Institutionally Anti-Semitic, Three Labor Lords Resign Whip Over Anti-Semitism. By Victoria Friedman on July 9, 2019. Three members of the House of Lords have resigned the party whip over Labour's ongoing anti-Semitism scandals, BBC Newsnight revealed. Former General Secretary of the Labour Party Lord Treisman has resigned the whip, writing in his resignation that Labour was plainly institutionally anti-Semitic and that the party was no longer a safe environment for Jewish people. The peer then accused party leader Jeremy Corbyn of anti-Semitism, saying he and his circle are anti-Semitic, having never once made the right judgment call about an issue reflecting deep prejudice. The attack was the strongest since Dame Margaret Hodge MP called Corbyn an anti-Semite and a racist last year. Lord Treisman also accused the party of shielding anti-Semites, while serious party members are thrown out unceremoniously. Former Health Minister Lord Darcy, a descendant of survivors of the Armenian Genocide, said that he will now sit in the upper chamber as an independent. Having a zero tolerance to anti-Semitism, he said his decision has not been lightly taken. While Lord Turnberg, who also resigned the whip, said he feared for the future of the Labour Party, telling Newsnight his disputes lie with the party leadership and machine and not with my very supportive colleagues in the Lords who share my values. A spokesman for the Labour Party responded to the comments and resignations, saying, "We completely reject these false and offensive claims. The Labour Party at all levels is implacably opposed to anti-Semitism and is determined to root out this social cancer from our movement and society. Labour is taking decisive action against anti-Semitism, doubling the number of staff dedicated to dealing with complaints and cases. And since Jenny Formby became General Secretary, the rate at which anti-Semitism cases have been dealt with has increased fourfold. Our records show that anti-Semitism cases that have gone through the stages of our disciplinary procedures since September 2015 account for about 0.06% of the party's membership. This represents a tiny minority, but one anti-Semite is one too many, and we will continue to act against this repugnant form of racism." The party has come under recent criticism for allowing MP Chris Williamson back into the party, after suspending him for comments relating to anti-Semitism in Labour, with a panel meeting on Tuesday to discuss his suspension. It is the largest resignation of politicians from the party since February when 9 MPs resigned over Corbyn's handling of Brexit and the anti-Semitism accusations.